KN4 TFW.
How are you today?
Yeah, doing well for a hump day. And that road's a little bit wet over this way.
Same thing here. Super humid out, though.
Yeah, but there's only about a 10% chance of rain this afternoon.
Cool. Well, I probably need to do a little picking here and there at the garden just to clean up a few little things. And I want to work on some radio stuff this afternoon. I'm trying to get a few things hammered and ironed out on some digital stuff that I was struggling with. So I want to spend a few little moments this evening doing that. So hopefully I'll get to do that.
Might be a good day to do it. You know, it's really humid out, so it'd be a good day for to be inside.
Bunch of my new beans coming in, so I'm pretty excited about that. Plants are shooting up nice and strong now, so they're already good 6-7 inches out of the ground. I just planted those less than 2 weeks ago.
That's all that rain we've been getting.
And I think it might have washed away one of my little sets of stuff that I was doing, but looked like most of the stuff survived it. Monday. Yeah, Monday afternoon? Yeah, we just had a torrential downpour over at our place. I was down at my brother-in-law's working on that chicken coop, and but Mike had actually had to go by to pick the boys up because they were going to stay with him that night. He said it just came down at my house over there. And when I checked it yesterday afternoon, I was looking around going, wow, man, this thing washed my garden out.
It here's make the grass and the weeds grow.
And mine's starting to kick into overdrive now. I had cut it not too long ago, and I guess probably about a week ago or so, and it had been hanging in there real nice, looking decent, and not really growing up, and then now all of a sudden it looked like it just shifted gears, and it's ready to kick in.
Spray some weed killer around the edges and everything, but man, I'd hate to do it when there's a chance of rain. Is it all? I didn't hear from him. I texted him yesterday when I was sitting there in the parking lot. Me and Daniel were talking, but he never responded. And yesterday morning, I had to courier or something to the other plant.
It's like old times. That's good. That's good stuff. Well, it was good that you were able to help him out.
I was there because my partner, he didn't know that we had it, because it's not actually a part that we stock. It was a part for a project, and I just happened to know where it was. But it was a $50,000 part.
Oh, man. That's incredible. Yep, I'd say that's a good thing you knew where that thing was.
And I think the courier picked it up about 10 o'clock, and he was due to get up to Kalamazoo about 10 last night, so I'll find out this morning if he made it.
How big of a part is that thing? You know, they had to run that on a truck, or is it, you know, how do you figure on a courier service like that? What do they got to use to transport that?
Like one-ton vans. And this was only, it was only 629 pounds, maybe about a 3-foot high box, about 2 foot wide.
That's a lot of money for a little box.
It's up costing about $1,000 to $1,200 to send it up there. But yeah, some of those unique parts aren't very cheap. It holds a steady pressure on the material coming out of the die. and it, so it kind of control. They use it to control really the whole machine, how fast the plastic's going in and how fast it's coming out. They try to hold a steady pressure.
Now, do you not? So you don't stock that, you said, but just don't the machines at your plant have those things as well? Like, is that something that you find goes out every once in a while, or is it kind of rare that that would go out?
Goes out, it's self-inflicted. It just got some gears in there that that boost the pressure, and the material actually flows through the gears. And what usually happens is the line's been down, the plastic's been cold, and you heated it up, but you maybe put the wrong profile in and for a different material, and it didn't get as hot as it needed to melt that plastic. And then when you go to start it up, you usually break a tooth off, and then it gets hung up.
Yeah. Now, have you had to replace many of those, like to find those parts, or is that something you kind of just have made to order?
Well, that's only on two machines. Every machine has one, but that particular size, I only have it on two machines. And usually what happens to one, because you're running, 500-degree plastic through it, and you're heating this thing up to 500 degrees all the time, and usually what happens is the seal goes out and the plastic will start leaking out or something, and then you'll pull it, swap it, send it out to be rebuilt and that. But most of the time it suffers something that you inflicted on it.
Roger that. Yep, I'm sure a lot of the stuff that goes on is user created, but hey, it's how it goes, right?
Probably 75% of the things that happen are just because of what you did or what you told the machine. And that happens at a temperature probe said it was that temperature, but it wasn't. And then you started it up cold is what usually happens.
Roger that. I can see that creating a problem. I saw some people hauling some kayaks the other day. Made me want to get back out there. I hadn't been out yet, and man, I've been itching to get out there. You been out on yours?
And then every time I want to go, the weather's not right, and then when you can go, it has just been raining and everything, and the water's high, and I hate to take a chance on it.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been wanting to get out there, do a little fishing with it. That'd be all right. This fall, I'll have some opportunity to go out. It'd be a little bit nicer, but, hey, we'll do what we can.
W, so you planning on having a busy day today?
POT. Yeah, it'll be busy. There's no doubt about that. I'll be pulling in here in just a second, but find out what's waiting on me. Yeah, we have just been swamped here lately, and we got a lot of big jobs too, on top of just consistent little things here and there. I could actually use more of the little simple stuff, regular more maintenance type things. I could stand to have a little bit more of that, but we've got a ton of these big jobs, and man, it's just it's like all of a sudden everybody is broke major things, and of course everybody wants it 3 days ago, so just trying to balance all that out.
Yeah, Daniel was saying yesterday one of his trucks was in the shop for a clutch.
Yep, roger that. And that's a couple day affair right there just by itself. So, it's just one of those things. Everybody's got the major repairs right now. Well, I'm pulling in, so I'm gonna see what kind of surprises are behind this door. But I hope you have a fantastic day today, and things go well, and you can kind of just run under the radar, and things go smooth. So, 7-3s to you. Hopefully, we'll catch you in the morning. KK4 POT.
have a good day, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.